Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Evangelist Kimberly Klingscale. I'm so glad that you decided to be my guest. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Kimberly Klingscale, and I reside in the Canfield area. I am the executive director of Hope Academy for Autism and also the director of Shepherd of All God's Children. And I am so happy to be part of this on today.
Just speaking with you a little earlier, we were talking about the necessity of prayer. And I found out you are definitely a prayer warrior. And we've picked this month for prayers. Anybody that need a prayer request, and God laid you on my heart because I know you're a prayer warrior and you can get a prayer through. However the Spirit leads you, I just want you to pray for our listeners today.
Let us enter into the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for this being an awesome God. Lord, as we begin, Lord, to pray for Pastor Smiley. Lord, you know, Lord, what he's going through, God. God, I ask you right now, Lord, I speak healing on his body right now. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to speak over Savannah. God, you know everything that she's going through. God, I ask you, Lord, to meet her needs. God, I ask you, Lord, to look over Miss Barry, God. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, you know the troubles that, Lord, she's facing. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to enter in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to move on Robin on her behalf. Oh, God, Lord, you know everything, Lord, that she's seeking and she's facing. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to meet her needs. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to look over Bishop Tyson. Oh, God, Lord, you know his back. Lord, you know what's going on his back. I ask you right now, God, I speak healing in that back. Look over his wife in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, to look over the pastors throughout the regions. Oh, God, Lord, you know, Lord, that whatever they need, Lord, to speak. Lord, let them begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord, to look over Shepherd of All God's Children. Oh, God, Lord, you know what they're facing. Lord, you know that the building was destroyed. God, I ask you to have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to look over Hope Academy. Look over the children and the teachers in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to look over Bishop Neville in the church family. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to look over the Klingscale family. Look over Coach Green and his family. Oh, God, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, just to look over the President of the United States. God, you know so many people, Lord, is leaving the church. And God, so many pastors, Lord, is shutting their doors. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to have your way, God. Lord, let them know that you are real. Because, God, I know that you are real. And God, right now, Lord, show your face in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you today, and we honor you, and we give you the most highest praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. I felt the presence of God, the necessity of prayer. Can you just explain and a little bit expound on how our world is in such need of prayer today?
We are in such need of prayer today. If you look at the signs on today, Mrs. Stringer, we are going through so much. Like I was saying, and as I was praying, the church is closing the doors because there's no faith, and they do not believe that there's a God. And I just want people to fully understand that, you know what, if we begin to just go to the Word of God and begin to get on our knees and begin to fight and believe what God is telling us in the Word, I think that they will begin to see things very clearly.
That is so true. The people are losing faith because they are not praying. They are not reading the Word. The Bible is our instructions. They're looking more at what's going on in front of them instead of walking by faith and not by sight. You can't walk by what you see. You have to believe the word of God. It says, pray without ceasing. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. You got to lay with it. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek. What does it mean to seek? It means you got to lay with it. You got to pray till that door is open. You got to pray till you see manifestation come. Don't let up. See, the people are getting weary, but he said, be not weary and well-doing, for you shall reap in due season. Stay with it. Prayer is the answer for the world today. I want to thank you so much, Evangelist Klingscale, for being my guest. I thank you for the prayers that you prayed over the people today, and I know they're going to see the work of God.
Thank you, Ms. Trigger.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.